meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
All right. Home field advantage for me finally, Dr. Drew.
How's that?
Whenever I fill in for Ace Rocola, this is Stryker, by the way, along with Dr. Drew, who's a board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Yes, thank you, Anderson. Normally, it's done at the other building, the old building where you guys were at.
Yes, well, now we're at home.
Now, field. I have home field advantage. I'm used to this seat. I'm used to this counter.
This is not your studio, though.
But it's the exact same as the one I use 8 feet away.
Okay, good. That's good.
What's up, everybody?
Stryker.
I'm with Dr. Drew on Loveline.
You having fun?
I'm having fun.
You ever been on the radio before?
No.
You're behaving like you haven't.
You know why?
Unacceptable.
Because I sat at home all night, bored, by myself.
Tonight?
Doing nothing. Just waiting for 9 o'clock to hit so I could drive here. Wow. I wish I had something to do tonight.
Really?
St. Patrick's Day. I'm dressed in green.
Yes, you are.
My mohawk is messed up from the headphones.
Yeah, what's with the mohawk?
What do you mean? It's been like this for 2 months.
I meant to ask you.
What's with it?
Yeah.
I'm rebelling against your kids.
Okay.
Also, do you know the story about guests and what happened and everything?
No, tell me what happened.
Okay, first of all, you guys, there's no guest tonight.
Nerd was scheduled?
The band, NERD?
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
That's what was on the... Anyway, tell me what happened.
All right, well, first, tomorrow night, System of a Down's going to be here.
Oh, that's cool.
I talked to John from System. Good. Him and Shava are coming by tomorrow night. So producer Ann says to me, once I found out Adam couldn't come in, who do you want on the show?
Yeah, you basically said, like, Cameron Diaz.
No, I go, Ben Affleck or Vince Vaughn? She looked at me like, you're an idiot. I'm like, I know. How about either of them?
How about trying?
I have a connection with both of them.
What's the connection?
New Year's Eve, Las Vegas. Me, J-Lo, Ben Affleck, gambling.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah. In the middle of the night.
You told me that, yeah.
And I bothered him so bad. That's probably why he's not doing this.
Probably.
I even though you're a doctor, addiction medicine specialist, I was very drunk. But I was very funny. And I was annoying him and even annoying J-Lo more. And he'll never come on the show with me now, probably. Anderson, when I see you playing Centipede next time, I'm kicking you in the nuts. Then Vince Vaughn. Okay, anyway, so I went for A++++ guests, so we ended up with just you and me.
So what you're saying is they turned you down flat.
That's right.
They aren't interested in you.
That's right. Okay. Or you know what? I'm sure the publicist never even got to him.
Could be.
Right?
Although I saw Ben at Larry King last night. I was over there. And he did not mention your name.
Ben didn't?
No.
Ben Affleck, look, you're back to the blue-collar guy we like. You got this cool movie, the Kevin Smith film, coming out. Swing by Culver City right now. Then we'll go out for St. Patrick's Day. He's back off the wagon, or is it on the wagon?
I'm not sure he's on.
I don't know which one he is. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
All right. We need to take phone calls. Is that what the show is?
Yeah, let's do it.
1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Stryker. Ace Rocola coming back soon. Along with Drew, we go to Jerrica.
Nope.
No,
Amanda is 24.
Oh, Amanda, you're 24. Where's your sticky so I know where we're going?
I'm just, you'll see the white right there.
Oh, white. I see it has to be about white. Amanda, 24, what's up?
Hi. I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Okay.
I'm here. Let's go. Okay, right. By the way, we're gonna. Was it you and I? I guess it was me by myself. No, me and David Allen Greer.
Who?
We went through like 35 calls in one night.
Woo!
Let's try to top that tonight, right?
Is he going to cure some babies?
Am I gonna what?
Anderson.
Some babies.
Thank you. All right, go ahead, Amanda.
Okay. I had a question about it. Is this for Dr. Drew or?
Yeah. Please go right ahead.
Okay. I got confused. Okay.
Just do it.
Hey.
Here we go.
Speak, Amanda.
I'm speaking. Okay. My husband is a construction worker. And sometimes he comes home and and we live in Texas, so it gets really sweaty. I mean, he gets really sweaty and it's really hot and he smells like a woman.
Really?
You know,
maybe he's
below the belt.
Could he be seeing a woman?
I have girlfriends who also have husbands as construction workers. And they say that, you know, they go through the same thing. So I don't know if that's normal. Like if
it's normal for guys that are seeing women. They're stepping out.
To smell like the women.
Yeah.
But you said he smells like it below the belt.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you more your neck and chest and face area smell like the woman?
No, she doesn't mean like perfume.
Oh, she means like that triangle thing.
Yeah.
Right. We can't say words anymore, and I don't want the one that causes Loveline to go down.
Please.
But the thing below the equator, above the thighs?
Yeah, he's not talking about the smell of cosmetics and perfume.
Right, right. First of all, construction worker husband, Adam, would be going nuts right now.
Yeah, because he would say that construction workers are inclined to do this kind
of
thing.
Yes, exactly.
Number one. Number two, perhaps, here's the only, what is it you're basing your sense of what this smell represents upon? Do you smell like yourself? Have you smelled other women? I'm confused.
He smells like it's hard to explain. Not like a.
But where have you encountered this? How do you know what that smell is?
Because when he's come home from work.
Yeah, but that's on him. Well, how do you know what you're smelling?
Well, when he's come home from work, I've gone, you know, and tried to, you know, make him relax.
Drew, please put this on hold for one sec. I beg of you.
Amanda.
Okay. Drew.
Yeah.
Why do you smell like that?
Like that?
Like that.
Whatever that is.
Yes! Answer the question!
Twinkie hole, baby! Woo!
Amanda.
Amanda.
Put her back on.
Okay.
Amanda.
Yes.
The question is this. What are you basing this smell upon? Why do you what is the exact woman smell? Why do you say a woman smell? The man sweats all day, hammering nails, 2x4s.
Everybody knows what a woman smells like down there. I mean,
there's different scents, by the way.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different things.
Well, see, that's why I'm kind of confused, because he's the second person that I've ever been with.
So how would you possibly
know? And I
know
how I smell. But I don't know how other, you know, how like other women smell, and
I think you're just confused. He just smells bad.
Yes.
All, you know, he just, and listen, before you're exposing, before you're exposing yourself to that part of his body, make him take a bath, for God's sakes, Amanda. My goodness, 24.
Yeah, she only went with two guys, though.
I know Adam would ask her what junior college she went to.
Well, she didn't go to junior college at all.
Really?
Or college.
Junior college.
Going with the construction worker. Amanda, how many kids do you have?
I have one.
And how long have you been married?
We're not married.
No more kids, Amanda. Put it on hold. Tie up the tubes. The only hammering your man's going to be doing is on the scaffold.
Junior college?
I knew y'all were going to just nail into me. No, thank you. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I believe that if you have children, you stay at home and you raise them until they're ready to go to school.
Right. You have children after you finished your education.
And after marriage.
Well, no, I mean, I you know, graduated high school.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
No way. What? That is crazy, Dr.
Here
Drew.
Here we go.
All right.
This is Nick, who's 18. We've got to get through a lot of calls.
Well, tonight. Can you use the sticky? I can't.
Hello?
No, I'm here. Bye-bye. Hello? Nick, what's up? 18.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
All right, yeah, I got a problem with sleep paralysis.
Mm-hmm. And? Hello?
Yeah?
Go ahead.
All right, yeah, so basically, like, I'll wake up, but I can't move.
I understand. You said you have sleep paralysis. What can we do for you?
Well, I just want to know how I can get rid of it.
Well, we don't know what it's due to yet. Why don't you have it evaluated?
Can I just go to my doctor and get it by him?
Yes, go to your doctor. You need to have maybe a sleep study. You may need to have an EEG done. Sleep paralysis can be a seizure symptom. It can be a post-traumatic stress reaction. It can be a lot of different things. It's just like saying, I have a fever. How do I get rid of it? It's a symptom.
What is that? You go to sleep, you wake up, you're stuck?
You're frozen.
In position
you're frozen solid.
Really?
You can see kind of look around, kind of where you're surrounded, but you can't budge.
That seems like it would be cool maybe once
horrifying.
Once every few months.
Sometimes it's horrifying.
All right. Jessica, you're 16.
Jessica. Nicole.
Nicole. Drew, can I call it out and then you push the button? We should have discussed this before the show started.
Go ahead. Let's start with Nicole. 21.
Nicole, 21.
Hi there. I'm about 3.5 months pregnant, and I've noticed that after I masturbate and have an orgasm, it's... Do you know that fat pooch that some girls have around their belly button?
Mm-hmm. I certainly do.
That's something I've always had. But I've noticed that after I have an orgasm, it's like that gets hard. And I'm wondering if that's the baby that's jumping up in there for some reason.
Oh, my God.
Can you? How long into pregnancy can you have sex, Drew? All to 6 months?
All the way
to the
end, if it's a no-risk pregnancy, if there's nothing going on unusually. But... here's the two possibilities from my standpoint. One is that It's just your abdominal musculature that's sort of pushed forward by the baby. You can feel it now, and you would have always had that muscular tension there after an orgasm. Or you're having some labor type, some uterine contractions, which are really sort of what called Braxton Hicks contractions.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just right. The muscles around the outside of the uterus contract. Mm-hmm. But you should talk to your obstetrician. What is going on tonight?
We have some weird calls. Have you noticed how light it is outside tonight? Even though it's nighttime? Yeah. Why is it so light out? Moon. And last night also.
Bright moon? I guess.
Are you wearing green?
Yeah.
Wearing green. What are you doing after work? Do you want to go out with me tonight?
No.
Seriously, forget the kids
at home.
Seriously,
I got to work at first.
Work? So do I.
No.
What time do you have to get up?
6:30.
A.M.?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dude.
I get up at 6:30 p.m. Come on, Drew. Please, I beg of you.
Call out a line.
Fine.
This
Jerrica.
Is not the night.
Jerrica, 16.
Yeah.
What's up there?
Well, I'm kind of secretly dating my best friend's brother. Right. And we've been together for a couple months. But we don't want her to know because I told her once before that I liked him. And she didn't like that idea.
How old is he?
He's 18.
Does he go to your school?
No.
Have you had sex with him?
Yeah.
Hmm. And you think go ahead.
One time in her bed.
Ooh.
That is awesome. I love this show, Dr. Drew. That's why I listen every night driving home. So you're afraid your friend's going to freak out because you're having sex with her brother?
Yeah, and because I told her that I liked him and she didn't like that. So I really don't think that she would like that we're together.
Why would she care if you were hanging out with the brother?
I'm actually a little more disturbed that the brother doesn't want to come clean about it, because to me it makes it mean that he's sort of clandestine and maybe he's up to other no good with other of her friends or other girls at least. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's that.
I think it's always best to come clean about these kinds of things. I mean, it's not like you're living with a physically abusive, homophobic dad and you're afraid to come home and talk about your sexual orientation. This is your best friend, and you're hiding out from her. You're going to ruin the relationship because you're withholding an important piece of your life from her. Her brother should want her to sort of to know about it and get out of his hair.
Maybe you should talk to your 18-year-old boyfriend, who is 18, by the way, and ask him to mention it to his sister, what's going on, and maybe she won't freak out.
That's actually legal in California.
Legal?
Legal.
Wait,
if you're older, but within, think, 2 or 3 years, you're okay.
So you're saying I could go out with a...
A 37-year-old.
Right. Well, if I'm 20, I could go out with a 17-year-old. I'm not 20, of course.
I think that's the law.
That can't be the law.
Get my black book. Can you?
Get the black book. Perez is in here hanging out.
All right, here's Jesse.
Is that a new law?
It's been around for a couple of years.
Really?
Jesse, 16.
Where was that a long time ago? I would have got so much more then.
Jesse.
Yes.
16, what's up?
Hold on, my mom's in the room.
I love this.
That is good times.
All I know is that I think she wants to talk about giant boobs,
Hooligan!
I'm sorry, but boobs are good.
Well, let's talk about age of consent first. Hold
on
a second.
Drew has his black book, you guys, he's a doctor. He should be organized. That's the most unorganized looking notebook
exactly
I've ever
what's
seen.
In there. These are questionnaires. Relax.
Find out what it is.
Yeah,
all right, here you guys go.
It's 18, but it doesn't talk about that 2 or 3.
Oh, you rat bastard dudes that are 20 that now can comb the high schools.
So what's going on, Jesse? Can you talk yet?
Okay.
Call for a while.
Yeah, I think. Hopefully my mom's not listening out my door.
I hope not. Oh, my goodness. All right, go ahead, Jesse. What's up?
Okay, I'm 16, and I have, like, D cups. Is that, like, normal?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
D cups? Hold on, Drew. I'm taking the boob.
Relax, Stryker. You guys start shaking me. You all right?
I love D cups.
Look at him.
You don't understand.
Look at him.
D cups rule. How much do you weigh?
What?
I hate it when people ask that question.
Well, that will determine whether you need a reduction or not, I would think. I mean, if you're at 200 pounds with a D breast.
You should just lose weight.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm like 125, 130.
Oh, fantastic. Playboy is right off Beverly Glen.
Actually, I kind of wanted
pot?
To do that.
Do you smoke a lot of pot?
No.
Okay.
The laugh
you
is
got
pot.
A little bit of that pot laugh. Yeah.
I definitely agree.
You
well,
don't
not
smoke
a lot.
A lot of pot?
I mean, I haven't recently.
All right, but you were a regular smoker for a while there, huh?
Yeah.
See, I
lives in Santa Barbara.
I know, but don't think it hasn't changed you. We could hear it.
There it is right there.
Well, yeah. Well, plus I haven't taken my medication, so, you know, hey.
Medication for
what? What are you on?
Oh, Zoloft.
Antidepressant. Well, that's could be still the pot doing all that.
Yeah.
Boobs, depressed, pot smoker.
Well,
you'll have kids within a year.
Here's the thing about 36D at 16. Is A, the girls start treating you differently. They start sort of shunning you and closing you out and treating you as though that you're sort of a out of control presence. Guys will not look at your eyes anymore and will also start objectifying you. And this is, they're trying to come to terms with dealing with all this too. You're unfortunately the one that has this, has to live with it. But it will hopefully be something you see as an asset someday.
Does your back hurt?
Actually, it does. I'm in physical therapy.
because of the breasts?
I think it like adds to it, but
yeah, it does add to it. Yeah. All right. So there's that. What else going on?
Hold on.
Oh, mom's back.
Put her on hold for a second.
Put you on hold?
See, she can't even
checking,
say.
She's checking to see if mom's here.
Yeah, I think like it's weird that you said that the girls will start shunning me because that's like. Yeah. The opposite of me. They, like, are interested in, like, touching.
Wow.
I'm like, I was at the pool with my friend, and she was just like, dude, you have big cans. Can I touch them? I'm like, guys are just like, I mean, they'll, like, look, but they'll just kind of be like, whoa.
Bouncy.
How come this
men are trying to be respectful. They're trying not to, you know, their eyes... They can't like control their eyes. They're like magnets. They
right.
Can't. But they also try to be respectful. I don't understand your girlfriends violating your physical boundaries.
Well, they're weird. Saying they're jealous. They're seeing these big things
too.
On a girl that's a
what? Ba ba ba.
Lesbian. What?
I said I hang out with a lot of lesbians. Like
you have a lot of lesbian friends.
Yeah. But it's like they have really small boobs. So.
Yeah, but listen that. Listen, I interpret that as. Something different than you do. This is not just, oh, well, they're lesbians, so they just want to touch. That's okay because they're lesbians. No. To me, that is somebody who has very poor boundaries, who's had their own boundaries violated, probably sexually, and that's why they've sort of confused their sexual orientation, and now they're violating your boundaries by touching you.
Just because
places.
They want to touch the breasts?
Listen, I'm telling you, that is not appropriate behavior. And for her to sort of brush it off, like, well, the lesbian, of course. Hey, the guys are straight. They might reach over, too. It's not okay for them to do that, either.
So you're never taking a shower at the YMCA, Drew, and, you know, maybe you've got a big package down there.
Somebody grab my nuts?
And,
no,
yeah,
never happened.
Some guy's like,
and if
Dr.
that does happen,
Drew, look at you're like a donkey, Dr. Drew. Let me get a grab of that little thing, a.k.a. big thing in the cold water, Mr. Pinsky.
Dude,
yeah,
FCC,
you'd beat him up.
FCC, yes.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Definitely.
I see what you're saying. Well,
but the point is, Jesse, why don't you see these boundary issues? What's up with you? What kind of situation were you raised in?
Not very well.
What happened?
Well, do you want the whole story?
Give me the cliff notes.
My dad left us.
Yeah.
We lived on the streets for a while.
Wow.
My mom married this other guy who's a total pervert.
Did he abuse you sexually?
Well, he tried, but my sister would, like, take my place.
And she'd get abused?
Yeah.
Did you have to watch that?
No, I heard it, though.
Oh, my God.
That's
enough, right? That's enough.
Well,
I assume there's more. No wonder you're smoking pot to try to deal with these overwhelming traumas.
And on the Zoloft?
And the Zoloft. And you need therapy, Jesse. You really do. Or at least... You know, if it's something you can't afford, look into some 12-step because that's another, you know, getting that relationship with the sponsor going, building those relationships, another way of dealing with the same thing.
We go to that one, Sarah?
Yeah.
Sarah, 25, what's up?
A couple weeks ago, I had to take the emergency contraceptive pills, and I had my period start about a week ago, and they usually only last 2 days, but it's been a week, and I haven't stopped bleeding.
That can happen. Do you have any abdominal pain, pelvic pain?
No.
Because one of the things you worry about is that maybe you actually got pregnant and are having now like an ectopic pregnancy, and that's why the bleeding. So
That's a concern, yeah.
Yeah, and to have irregular periods, persistent bleeding, no period, all that is very, very common after taking emergency contraception, but that should settle down in a week, certainly within 2 weeks.
Okay.
So,
well, no, my period just started a week ago. It's just... You know, after 10 years of 2-day periods, and now it's been a week.
That's it, 2-day periods.
Yeah,
yeah,
that seems
great.
Like it's a small amount.
No, this is good. But you should definitely settle down. It shouldn't go on for more than... I mean, 2 weeks would be too long, okay?
Okay.
But to have persistent bleeding for a week, no big deal, as long as you don't have any pelvic pain.
I have questions about the emergency contraceptive pill, Dr.
Yes.
Drew.
Yes.
Within how many hours or days must a woman take it for it to be effective?
72 hours, classically. The sooner you take it, the more effective. And you take it in the first 24 hours, it's up to 85 or 90% effective. And there have been some studies that show you can take it up to 5 days out.
But that's gambling. You wait 5 days.
You really want to take it in the first 2 days if you can.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Why?
I'm just curious. Hey, I'm out there, man.
Dude.
You never know. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Did he like shoot up before he came in here today or something?
No, I did not. I'm happy to be out of the house. I watched 6 episodes of Seinfeld. I didn't have to work in the daytime today. I worked out like crazy. I ran 6 miles running around, taking a shower. It's St. Patrick's Day. I swear to God, I'm on nothing. I don't do that. I'm drinking.
You got the black fingernail polish. I've told you that's a sign.
Now you're painting a picture of people from Tulsa and all over that have no idea what I'm
doing
with over here. Shut up, bastard.
Here we go.
Is it break time?
Break time.
It is? Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that was fast.
Yeah, it's good, huh?
All right. Hey, by the way, you guys, System of a Down is coming in tomorrow. That should be cool. I was trying to get a really good band in tonight, and it was happening, and the label said yes.
Who
and
was
then
it?
I don't want to say. But then the label's like, yeah. And then the management's like, they're not in town.
Oh, fantastic.
But they did play last night in L.A. All right, we got to take a break. I'm Stryker along with Dr. Drew. More Loveline coming up after this. All right, we're back here at Loveline, St. Patrick's Day, wearing green edition. I'm Stryker for Adam Carolla along with Dr. Drew. We both definitely have green on. Purposely you wore green, right?
Mm-mm.
You didn't?
No.
You're such a liar.
No, I didn't purpose. I just grabbed this sweater.
What about the kids? They all wear green today?
Yes, they made a big deal out of it. They were pinching and punching each other.
Nice.
For not having
They don't punch the daughter, though, because there's two...
Are you kidding? She's the one issuing all the punishment to begin with, and then the boys start reacting.
Is she taller than those two?
Way bigger.
Yeah. But soon they're going to sprout right by it, right?
Yep.
All right, it's 1-800-LOVE-191. Tomorrow night, System of a Down is going to be in here. Sorry, but I'll be here as well. But I love System. And that's going to be fun tomorrow night. All right, let's talk to Nicole. You're 21. What's up? You're on Loveline.
I was wondering how long it takes for the Depo Provera shot to kick in.
I believe it's effective right away, essentially.
You're looking at me like I know the answer.
No, I'm just thinking out loud. This should be something that this kind of thing that she can. You're good right away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why? What's happening?
Well, I just wanted to make sure,
They didn't discuss this with you when they gave you the shot?
I don't think so, no, they didn't.
Did they discuss anything with you about
it? I don't think so.
Yeah, they discussed about, potential weight gain, and that was about it.
All right, well, here's the reality. You're going to bleed almost continuously.
Oh, yeah, I did.
For the first 3 months.
Yeah.
3 months?
And maybe even 6 months. And then potentially, possibly, but for sure for 3 months. And then you will lose your period altogether as long as you're on the shot.
That is a fantastic invention.
And then somewhere down the line, it may come back and start bleeding and bleeding and bleeding.
I would bleed for the whole 3 months for sure.
This time, you're probably going.
How long is that shot? How long is it good for?
3 months.
That's it. And then you got to get another one.
That's a long time.
Because I've only I stopped bleeding a month and a half afterwards.
Oh, that's good. Oh, you lucked out.
Then
the other thing is that most women, if they're going to have a side effect, the most common thing I hear is depression and a decrease in libido.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And sometimes even fatigue.
Is there some new birth control, maybe it's not even new, that you stick a patch, not on the guy, of course, the girl sticks a patch on her butt or something?
Or wherever, yeah.
What is that thing
it's
called?
It's a patch, Ortho-Everest.
How does it work? It gets through your skin into the blood?
Yes, once a week.
And causes what to happen?
Same stuff you take in a pill, you just don't take a pill.
How easy is that? Is
that
as effective?
Same exact thing as a pill.
See how curious I am?
You are curious.
I'm curious today about
my
the
kids
birth
were
control.
Bad. Why is this guy blue?
No. These are legitimate questions.
Oh, yeah, legitimate.
Seriously,
yeah,
about
seriously.
This patch thing.
Seriously, yeah, seriously.
True.
Yeah.
Lay off the drugs. You're an addiction medicine specialist, not an addictor.
Here we go.
All right. Timothy, you're 19. What's up?
Hey guys, what's going on?
What's up?
Yeah, here's my problem. I right now am in Oregon, and basically I had a
Right now means not working.
Right now I'm in Oregon,
not working.
No, that's not what it means. That's not what it means. What I just want to tell you guys is, no, I'm in college actually.
Pot smoker, Drew. I hear it.
No.
Oregon?
No.
Voice? The laugh?
No.
No. University of Oregon.
Yeah, good.
All right, that's my problem.
The
All
ducks.
Right, so here it is. All right, so when I moved up here, I got a house, right? And, like, my dad went out with me, and, we were both paying money and stuff. And I got to work full-time to claim residency at Oregon to try to get the tuition to go down.
Right.
I can only take part-time school. I got to do a full-time job. Also, I had to get a roommate. And basically, I got a girl. You know, she called me from Oregon, and she said that, I can room with you. I said, all right, cool, whatever. So she comes in, and she has a kid. Yeah. And I didn't know anything about this, but I said, that should be fine as long as I don't have to deal with it. As long as I get my money and stuff. Pretty soon, we start having a relationship. And,
God, 19-year-old guys.
Excellent.
Oh, my goodness. All right, keep going.
All right, so basically, we're going through our thing and everything. And she's been living here for a little over 6 months now. We've been together for only about, about four of those months.
You guys sleep in the same bed now? Because I'm sure it started off two-bedroom house, separate rooms, of course.
I don't know. We're not really always in the house at night all the time and stuff. We usually just go out and then, get somebody for the kid or something. But
you end up back at home.
Yeah, it depends.
We understand you don't spend every second in the house, but you sleep overnight in your own home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, for part of the night. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes I'll go to, my friend's dorms or something. We don't spend every night together. But, usually if we are in the house, then we do stay in the same room and stuff, yeah.
All right.
So anyway, now everything's gone horrible. Just work is bad for me. I'm not getting as much money now. I had to pay off this house, and I got to start doing more school next year and stuff. And she doesn't want to live here anymore. So we just we get in this huge fight and everything. We're fighting, and now she wants to move out. And now what I need to know is, do I have a legal or a financial responsibility to this kid? I mean, the kid's not mine.
Why would you have a financial? I mean, what are you basing that on?
All I'm asking you is, she's telling me we're going to take this to court or whatever. And
no.
So
I don't know Oregon law, but I can't imagine you would.
How long were you guys living together?
How long were we living together and not being in a relationship?
Yes.
6 months.
And how about together?
Four.
Of course not. You're not responsible for the kid. 4 months, right?
Yeah, it's a bizarre idea. However, I would wish people like Timothy would look at the sort of ethical responsibility of, shacking up with the mom and starting to get in the child's life and then abandoning the child. It can be very traumatizing.
But at the same time, look, 19, you got a girl in the house. If she wants to make out with him, of course he's going to.
Make out. How old is she? How quaint. How old is she?
She's 18.
18.
She was always in Oregon. She didn't come from California.
I know. She's chaos.
Yeah, and, she doesn't go to the college. I don't know. All I was looking for was a roommate to pay, because I needed more money.
I know. You're 19.
From chaos comes clarity.
As Adam said, at 19, you got a boner. What are you going to do?
Right. Even at 30, you get one. Timothy, so I guess your question is, are you legally responsible for the kid?
She's just trying to threaten and scare you. She's a lot of chaos. And a handful.
And you,
it's not a project that you are not prepared to manage.
You own the house, right?
No. Well, he's probably the leasor. Let's keep going. We got his question answered.
It's done. All right.
We could dig and dig and find a million things about the abuse his girlfriend went through and about the chaos they're in now.
You keep scratching your headphones. Look ridiculous on your head right now. I love punching you while we're working, Dr. Drew. Kiara, you're 17.
Be careful. I will smack you back.
You will?
You keep punching me like that.
I know. I'm excited to be. Why are we so close in this studio? I don't understand this.
I'm minding my own business here, and you keep that D cup call. You've actually jumped over the counter on me.
Look, how often do I get calls talking about D cups?
Kiara.
In my normal life and in my business
Kiara,
life,
17.
None. Kiara, do you have D's?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Go on,
Bonesy,
Kiara.
Bonesy.
Thank
up?
You.
What's up?
Okay. I've been in a relationship with my girlfriend, for the past 1.5 years. And this would not be a problem except for the fact that my parents are Seventh-day Adventists.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is payback.
So it is.
Here's the payback. This is payback. So because they are so religious and because you're so angry with Dad, now you must tell them. They must know.
Yeah, and also that the fact is that we're both going to go to the same university and
perfect. Go away.
Don't say a word.
Let your parents live their life out in peace and in their own religious orientation.
Close-minded.
Well, whatever. It's their life. Yeah. Why would you want to harm them create conflict with them, at least, particularly if you are dependent upon them to pay for college?
I'm not dependent on them. I've actually got a full scholarship.
All right, then leave. Get
even
out of
better.
There. Yeah, get out of
you
there.
Don't have to depend on
set them. Up your life elsewhere if you want to come back from the secure base of your life at school with a you know good network of supportive friends. You want to come back and tell them your story, then fine, you do that. But you don't do it until you're well established at school.
I can't believe you've been hiding this since 15 years old, though. That's pretty good.
Listen, she's been dying to tell him she's 15. She hates her dad, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
You hate your dad, right?
Which one?
Which dad?
Whoa.
As many of them you can manage to hate at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Carrot, take the D's, go to college, bring your girl, have fun. Do great at the university. Don't say anything.
Well, I wouldn't know. Can't understand why you'd ever want to say anything. Why you'd want people that have been abusive and horrible to you in your life at all, other than sort of as a formality or just
to get back at them.
But that's what she wants to do. That's what you want to do. Well, not
actually. Except for this, my mom and I are really, really close. And
except for this.
Fact that you hate her. Except for the fact that you hate her.
Except for the fact that I'm sleeping with this girl.
All the more reason you should want to leave her in peace. You know, let her be. Yeah. Don't bring your chaos in.
All right. Thanks, Kiara. Good luck.
Good luck.
Drew, do you normally get this many D-breasted lesbian women calling?
This is you, Stryker. This is you.
Am I bringing in the D and the lesbian?
Clearly, your people. Clearly.
My plan is to switch them over.
Stop touching me.
I'm sorry. Well,
Patrice.
You're saying
Patrice.
Where? Patrice. Chris
is dying over. See, what is it with the what's with the touching
I
the
feel like a 9-year-old Swedish boy tonight.
You're behaving
man.
Like one.
Seriously? No.
Patrice, 17.
I'm excited to be with you.
I beg your pardon.
Go ahead.
Patrice, 17.
Okay. I was going out with this guy for 3 months. I met him through an associate, and we hit it off from the start, and everything was cool. Then I met his parents, and they turned out to be crazy Nazi, just believing in Nazi and Hitler and killing all them Jews. It was just crazy.
Seriously? So, you mean they were saying things like that?
Yeah.
And wow. In front of you, right when you met them for the first time?
Wow.
Well, I was there for a couple hours. We ate dinner. We, you know, chit-chatted about stuff. Well,
did they seem like normal people at first?
Normal people. Normal.
How did they launch into the...
The flag dropped from the ceiling.
It unfolded, unfurled.
Right.
The Nazi flag. Yeah. But it's almost comedic. I almost wonder if they were trying to freak her out or scare her or get rid of... You know what I mean?
Actually,
you know what I mean? It sounds so bizarre.
That seems like straight out of a movie. Though,
right. How'd it come up?
I went to his bedroom that he stayed in when he was a little baby.
Yeah.
And he had videos and
of what?
Posters all on his wall.
Of what?
Of Hitler in the salute and like dead bodies and stuff. And I flipped out. I almost ran out the front door.
Well, hold on. So your boyfriend was into that stuff?
Yes, him and his parents, though. He got it from his parents.
And what did the parents, did they say something to you?
Well, I got out and I kind of was just, it was just a shock. I just, total shock, and they must have seen it on my face, and it was like, oh, you okay, honey, dear, and all this and all that. And then they start talking about it and saying just all kind of stuff. And
like what? Tell me specifically.
Not too bad of words.
No, you don't use bad words, but what was the gist of what they were saying?
Well, they were saying how Hitler did a great thing for the Aryan people. And
oof. Are they white, these people?
Yeah.
Are you white?
Caucasian. No, I'm black.
Right.
Keep going.
And they were saying how he did everything that he could for the Syrians, and they were the true nation. And, you know, the Jews had it coming, and, you know, they were putting down the people, and they were just overpowering Germany and all this and all that.
Did they have a problem with you being African?
No, which was kind of weird, but I guess...
Wow.
I don't know.
Were you just sitting there after you went to the room, and you came back sitting on the sofas, and they just brought this up, Patrice?
I went to the room, and I seen it, and I came out the room, and I was going to leave, actually. It was time to go. He just told me, let's see my room before I leave. So he showed me.
Wow.
And they said all that. And I stood there for about 5 minutes, and I'm like, okay, I got to go. So I left. He called me when I got home about an hour later. This was probably about, I guess, 8 o'clock or whatever. I was going to go to bed. I was just had to go to sleep.
Yeah.
So he called me, and I didn't even want to call him. He called me, and I said, I can't be with you anymore.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, don't do this to me. Why are you doing this to me? We had such great 3 months and all this. I love you. And I never even said I loved him at all. He never said it before.
Yeah.
So maybe about a month after that, I started seeing him at my window. I looked at him.
Oh.
He wasn't wearing a white sheet or anything when he came near your window.
Oh,
was
no,
he?
You didn't.
Wow, Patrice, how wild.
No,
so what'd you do about it? What'd you do?
Well, I told my friend about it, and, you know, she's like, okay, well, is he just at your window? And I was like, no, he's doing the Hitler salute or whatever it is.
What?
Yes, he did it. He did it like twice, and then I slept in my parents' room. They room like a big, so there's another bed that fits by the wall. So I just slept
this.
In there. And like,
I'm in and out.
I don't buy this.
But there's so much good detail.
And I think I heard someone in the back.
No, I know. I'm still. I'm in for the moment. Is there a punchline here?
There's no punchline. What you mean?
Okay, good.
So what's your question? Should you give him another chance? No. Move on. Escape. Do whatever you can to stay away from this.
Did you call the police?
I was embarrassed to do that. I mean, just
why?
I didn't know what to do. I just didn't. He eventually left, so I just said, forget it.
Wow. That is one of them. I've heard a lot on this show, and that is one of the more bizarre stories I have to tell
you. I'm bringing
him
out, Dr. Drew. I'm telling you.
You are. You're scaring me.
Good.
You're freaking me
You're
out.
You're scaring me, lady.
No, you Stryker.
Oh, I'm scared.
You're bringing
you.
All these people out. It's your fault.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But Patrice, so how long ago did this happen that he was hanging out by your house?
This happened about 2 months ago. I mean, he stopped about 2 months ago.
First of all, congratulations for being evolved enough to know trouble when you see it and to get out. It's amazing that he was able to keep it together enough to get you into a 3-month relationship.
Right.
But thank God you have the maturity to get out when you see trouble.
Thanks.
Fantastic. The fact that he then starts stalking you is creepy, scary problem.
But what's more creepy is that she's African-American and he's white and has these feelings.
But it makes me wonder if they were like sucking her into something weird or who knows what. Who knows what?
Yeah.
And that's why I think you really must make a report about this to the police, just so there's documentation.
Definitely.
Just so they call, you know, your convenience tomorrow.
For your own good, because you don't know what they were going to maybe do to you.
And you don't know what's coming next, and you want to have a little trail here. And so let's go ahead and report what he did.
All right, we're going to Julie immediately, Dr.
Really?
Drew. Yes.
We're supposed to take a break, right?
Oh, we are?
Well, let's just talk to Julie for a second.
All right, Julie, 19, what's up?
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question about threesomes and foursomes.
Here I am, baby.
Hold on. Give it to me. Hold on. We got to take a break.
Oh, we got to take a break.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so hang on 1 second. We will get back with your questions about threesomes and foursomes.
Who's the man for that?
Stryker, you're the man for all this.
I'm the man for the foursome.
All right.
As long as there's three other women in the foursome. Right, Dr. Drew?
Right,
Stryker. I love you very much.
Just stop touching me.
All right, we're going to take a break. More Love Line with threesomes after the us. I got 99 problems and a girl ain't one.
Is that what this is?
Yes, it is. Jay-Z. Produced by Rick Rubin.
He says a girl ain't one?
He says the B word. That's can you say that? You can say that, right?
Know.
We
I
say we played
chances.
On the radio.
Whatever.
You can.
Whatever.
Biatch. Whatever, biatch. There you go, right there. All right, what's up, you guys? This is Loveline. I'm Stryker in for Adam Carolla in Los Angeles, California, where it's very cloudy and cold. And Dr. Drew, what?
It was 90 degrees today.
It's cold right now, though. It's down to 65.
It's nighttime. It's snowing in Boston.
Are you going to give me S everything I say? It's cold for me. I got a long sleeve green on.
And black fingernail polish.
That's dark blue.
Bad times.
Bad
Julie.
Times.
Man, Julie was going to get you some threesome foursome.
All right, just there to refresh your memory, you guys, we talked to Julie for 8 seconds. She wants to possibly have a threesome or foursome.
Or she wants info about
that. Info. Julie, go ahead. You're 19 in Cypress, California.
Yes. I've actually already had a threesome.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a bad experience for me because I've never really had, like, experienced a girl, you know, and I was just trying to, like, see if I'd be into that.
That's why you decided to do this. Well, and what made it bad?
I didn't like the fact of watching my boyfriend of just doing this girl. Like,
of
I told him it was okay, but when I actually, like, saw it in my own eyes, I was just, like, horrified, you know? But,
yes. Julie. Of course.
Even I know that that's... See, if you're going to have threesomes and foursomes, you cannot have your boyfriend involved. It has to be just... Kind of, I don't want to say a random guy, but a guy that you don't have serious feelings for.
You could not have any... Whatever relationship exists between you and the other two people is going to be destroyed. Period.
Mm-hmm. Can't there be exceptions? Because, you know, there's, like, swingers out there, and, like, they get with other swingers, and...
Yes. Of course.
Like
those are swingers
couple.
That have no ties... Well, with
no, it's
emotions.
Like married couples, though. It's like they're like really close. Like bring them closer. It's like there's something
we,
that
you know. Do. Here, no, it does not. A does not bring them closer.
No.
B, we live in a time when, for some reason, we believe people's BS. People manifest pathology. They defend their pathology with behaviors that sustain their pathology, and then we go, "Oh, really? You're into that? Well, whatever you're into. Well, that's fine. Whatever they're into. But it is. I can't tell you." How many times I've seen people destroyed by that kind of chaos.
Really?
And I've never, I've, And occasionally, I've seen it work for people, and I've seen it work when both are severe sexual addicts. And because addiction is a progressive disease, eventually that house of cards comes down too.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's so you want to do it again? Is that the question? Or are you wondering why you're freaking out?
Well, it turns me on, like, thinking about it, and, like, it'd be really fun if I could just, like, let go of all this, like, jealousy and worries. He says, like, guys, like, they're not really emotionally, like, into sex when they do it anyways, so it's just, like,
what?
Pretty much another, like, I don't know, activity that we could do.
Are you still
together
with the boyfriend
first of all,
are you still with your boyfriend that was in the threesome?
Yeah, we're still together.
Oh, you are? Oh.
Yeah.
Julie, you were trying to live up to some... I don't know why you would be with an abusive, abandoning man. You have to ask yourself that. A guy who really doesn't care about your feelings, and why you'd insist upon living up to some abstract standard of behavior that's not you.
Mm-hmm.
I love how you educate, Drew, and I'm getting excited about this. Does that make sense?
No.
You are telling her, why are you making these decisions? I don't mean excited like that. Well, kind of a little bit. Still, I'm thinking she still wants to do this some more.
Of course she
give her the solution
to,
maybe
the solution
on why and how she can still
watch
do it.
Watch porn that where people are doing this stuff, but the human reality, the inhuman price of this is something a price that it's not real. It's not realistic.
Yeah, he even said that. He's like, oh, it looked much better than the porn.
What you're saying is, if I could just let go of my humanity, if I could just let go of me, I'd be able to do this. Well, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Now, if you were experimenting, wanted to do this with two people that you didn't really have an attachment to,
then that's good.
Whatever.
Yes.
You're expecting the unrealistic of yourself, and you're trying to measure up to something that's not realistic. All right?
Yeah. Okay.
Every time you have a threesome while you have a boyfriend and he gets with another girl, it's going to freak you out.
I mentioned, well, why don't we bring another guy into it? Like, if we get it with another couple, and then he will see, like, how I felt about it, like, watching him do somebody else.
Yeah, not in a million years is that going to happen, because you've chosen a guy who doesn't really care about your feelings. Now, not that him not being willing to do that is so much evidence of that, but that's just another piece of evidence of that.
Well, can we just forget about threesomes altogether and still have a normal relationship? Because he says he could live without it. He just said it'd be an extra, like, fun activity.
He's 19, probably.
How old is he?
He's 23.
Yeah.
What
was up with your dad? Was he, like never available and always super
drunk? No, he was there.
I mean, this guy is a consummate narcissist you're with.
Yeah. He's 23, though.
It never came up like when we first got together, you know?
Of course not. He's trying to reel you in. He's going to tell you all of his, show you all of his shortfalls right at the beginning? No way. And why you would continue to hang out? Is he a bad boy? Is he one of these guys you're even trying to contain and change?
No, he goes to church every Sunday.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean he...
Right after the threesome and doing drugs all night, to the church.
Very narcissistic. And if that's what you want, so be it. Good luck.
All right, Julie.
Wow.
I like your personality.
It drives me insane, though, that we live in a time when women have to feel flawed because they don't live up to some bizarre abstract standard that's completely not them, completely unrealistic.
You think she's flawed? I think she's into
the
threesomes.
She's not flawed, but she feels flawed because she can't measure up to these behaviors that are completely unrealistic for her.
Yeah. Where are you going? Oh.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, 17.
Hi.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I was giving this guy oral pleasure, and...
Excellent.
And, you know, I was down there, and he told me to slow down. He told me to take it easy. So, you know, I don't know. That's never happened to me before, so I didn't know what to do. So I just took it easy, and I stopped for a little while, and then I went back, and I was, you know, going again, and he stopped me again, and he said, take it easy, stop, you know, and I was
stop
like,
altogether or slow down your emotion?
I don't know what he meant.
Well, what'd you do? Stop altogether?
You should have asked him.
I did. I said, do you want me to stop? And he goes, no, it feels great.
Right.
It's too much. I can't take it all. And I was like, what? You know, what's going on?
Listen, that what part is where you needed to ask follow-up questions.
But you know what? I give the guy kudos for giving direction. No, I'm serious. No, Elizabeth, I'm serious.
Yeah, but the directions were on the order of, and then her not knowing what to do, he let her keep going back.
He said slow down a little bit.
Yeah, but she took it as, huh? Stop? What? Huh?
Oh, okay. So did he end up having an orgasm?
No.
Oh.
I don't know what happened. But see, okay, also I've been told by more than one person that
Cosmo magazine, right?
That what? Yeah. that what?
That I'm really good down there, so...
Well, wasn't right for this
I'll
guy.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, wasn't good for this guy for whatever reason, and you need to ask many, many more questions, and he'll be very happy to tell you exactly what he wants.
Is she gone? You just pushed the gone button.
Yeah, because we got to go to break already.
Break? What time is it?
54.
Break? I'm Daniel Rectum. Is it really?
Yeah.
God, what are you doing at midnight tonight? I am begging you to go out with me for 1 hour and 20 minutes.
My butt home
please.
So fast.
It's St. Patrick's Day. There is a lot of happenings in the L.A. area.
You're going to... Up here in Fairfax, what's the one?
What's the name of that place? Molly Malone's?
No, yeah, but there's a closer one over here.
I don't know. Right. I don't know where I'm going, but I want you to go with me. I don't know. Come on, Drew, please.
I can't. I've got an office going full swing tomorrow morning.
By the way, Drew and I hung out recently, and we'll tell you that story also a little bit later.
I don't think
anyone cares. Yeah, we hung out. We hung out in daytime activity.
And me and the Olsen twins.
That's right. By the way, did the Olsen twins ever say anything?
I'll tell you all about it.
All right, good. All right, we have to take a break. We're going to talk to, I don't know who we're going to talk to next.
We'll be back.
Drew, I can do it. We'll be back after this. Biatch.
That's Cold Hard Biatch.
All right, what's up, you guys? This is Loveline. I'm Stryker, in for Adam Carolla, who is doing something. Dr. Drew's here, literally a foot away from me, who I keep touching by accident. It's from excitement. I don't even know why.
Wow.
We see each other every day now.
And you just reach over and poke and touch and lean.
It's St. Patrick's
Day.
Scaring
the S out of me.
But am I scaring the S out of you a little?
When you start talking about D cups and things, you kind of lose it. You do.
How often?
So we spent the day together.
Yes.
On the set of the Olsen twin film.
Right. You were in the movie.
I was in the movie.
I hung out watching you work.
You watched me film a scene.
Yes. I got to meet Ashley Olsen.
Which was your dream.
Yes. It's not my dream. I mean, it was fantastic. And we made eye contact. We shook hands.
That's good.
And then my question to you is, I know she said nothing, but did you put in any sort of word?
I said, Ashley, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry about that. He will not hurt you. You will not see him again. I promise.
What's so funny about
it? She said it better not happen.
Really? Mm-hmm. What's so crazy about it, on the radio here, when we talked about that I was going to the set and I was going to talk to the Olsen twins, people from the set were nervous that I was really going to not stalk them, but attack them when I got to your movie set. And then I was embarrassed when I got there.
Wasn't that very nice, though? It's a nice
movie. Oh, so nice. Yeah. It was awesome. When's that movie coming out?
May 7th.
And there's a big premiere and all that?
You didn't get to meet Eugene Levy, did you? Levy.
No.
He was there later, the day before, I guess.
New York One Hot Minute? What's it called?
New York Minute.
New York Minute. And it's coming out when?
It's cute. It's fun. May 7th.
May 7th. Dr. Drew in a movie, you guys. Watch him act.
They're dead.
Dr. Drew, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci.
And Stryker liked what I did, actually. I was very pleased with that.
I thought you did very well.
And even though Adam is convinced you're lying.
I wasn't lying. Why would I lie? If you weren't that good, I'd say you weren't that good.
You wouldn't say anything, I hope. But you wouldn't say I was good.
You were good. Right. I was nervous for you, I'll tell you that. I was. All these lights and people. I've done it also, but for you, I don't know. I was like, he's a doctor and he's acting. He doesn't know what he's doing. Give him a stethoscope. Okay, where are we going? Acting, which one was it? Oh, yeah.
Really
Patrick.
Hard.
Patrick, yeah, 21. Tough. What's up, man? Man, you're on Loveline.
How's it going? I have a little bit of a story before I get to my question. Here's what happened. I met this girl at a party at my house probably a couple months ago. We got drunk, had sex the first night we met. The next day, I talked to her. I don't know if we hit it off, but I kind of liked her and ended up talking to her on and off for a couple of weeks. Finally, things went on. I felt like I was getting led on. People told me that she was into drugs, that this girl was just using me, that she was hooking up with other people, whatever. So I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. I confronted her and I said, look, like I really like you. Like, what's going on? And she just basically said, no, whatever. I was like, all right, fine. Move on. So I find out, a couple weeks down the line that my best friend had been hooking up with her behind my back during the time we were hanging out, which didn't go over too well. I mean, this has been my best friend since, grade school.
Wow.
And we've never even, not spoken for, a week, so it was kind of strange. So I called him on it, and I was like, look, dude, what's going on? And he basically said, well, yeah, he felt bad that, he had done this behind my back, but, he apologized, whatever. I thought things were cool, and he says, well, do you not want me to see this girl? And at this point, I already think that she's, you know, completely worthless. I don't really care what happens to her.
Okay.
And it just seems strange to me that, you know, these are my friends that are telling me not to, you know, waste my time with this girl, and now he's with her. So I'm like, well, what do I do? You know, do I say, no, I don't want you to see her? Or do I say, yeah, I don't care what you do? I figure, well, if I say, no, I don't want you to see her, that doesn't really, you know, what's that going to do for me? It's not like I'm going to hang out with her, so I figure, whatever, do what you're going to do. You know, thinking that he would see, you know, what was really going on. Well, he has been seeing her constantly since then. You know, I basically just decided, well, I'm not going to, you know, lose a friend over some, you know, stupid girl or whatever. He's still my friend. Well, you know, when we would go out, like me and my friends, we all would joke around. I mean, this girl is known around our group of friends as kind of like the, you know, the slutty type of girl. She's into drugs or whatever. She's just kind of whatever. And we were sitting around having sushi, making cracks about whatever, you know, like normal friends do. And I guess, I mean, my friend was probably a little too drunk. He'd had a few drinks. And I made a joke about her, and he just snapped and took a swing at me in this restaurant, you know, in a sushi restaurant.
And he was still dating her at the time, or you told him to stop?
Here's the deal.
At the time. What's the answer to that?
Well, he was already out of the picture. Patrick was not dating or not interested in her anymore. He was still seeing her. The friend was still seeing her. Here's the deal. This is the big picture. They are using buddies. Your friend's an alcoholic. And that's really what they've got in their relationship. They are addicts acting out together, supporting one another's disease.
Right.
That's what they share. That's why they're together. The reason he attacked you is because he was loaded. He wouldn't have done it if you weren't drunk. This is what people do when they've got alcoholism and addiction. This is a typical kind of a story.
Yeah.
So you should be happy you got out when you did.
Well, you're a nice codependent. You got a best friend who's an alcoholic. You liked a girl who's an alcoholic. Was your mom or grandma or something an alcoholic?
Nobody, man.
Was somebody sick in your family growing up? Were you kind of a caretaker? Anything like that?
Not really. I mean, my family's pretty close-knit. I don't have really
All right, that's fine. Then stop this. But realize what you're doing. You may just be on a learning curve now. Just learn what this is. These people are gonna start sinking.
My question is, what? I mean, now this is a situation that I'm in. I haven't spoken to my best friend in over a month. I don't know... you know, where he's at, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just wondering, what can I do? I mean, am I just stuck? I know that I have to just walk away and be like, look, man, I can't stand here and watch you do this to yourself.
Think about it more in terms of his having a disease state, that it's evolving, and that when he gets healthier, you're available. But as when he's sinking like this, you don't want to go down with him. It hurts you too much to seeing him go down. You're out. But when he's back in recovery, when he's getting healthy again, give him a call.
Is he's not going to go to recovery? You think it's that bad?
He will.
You know, Patrick, hold on, Patrick. You slept with this girl on the first.
Say?
Okay,
go ahead. What was that?
Go ahead, Patrick.
What happened? He's never really been like this. I mean, he's always been the type of guy who, you know, we would go out and party and whatever. And recently, I've just been, you know, I've kind of just stewed away from that. I'm focusing more on school.
I'm going to tell you, for him, it's taken off now. It's going to go to another level.
Definitely.
You see it happening, right?
He just turned 21. It's obvious to me, you know, whatever. We had fake IDs and all that, you know, whatever. But it's just,
but he has got the disease.
You slept with her on the very first night also. You shouldn't even be worrying about that end of it, though,
that's
Patrick.
The thing. It's not her at all. I mean, I know that this girl is nothing. I mean, and plus he's having my seconds to begin with. You know, it's not her at all. It's just the fact
you're gay.
This is my best friend. Like, what am I? You know what I mean? Like, what can I do? I feel so helpless.
You are helpless,
and you're on speed also apparently right now.
No, he's not an addict. You can't do anything about it. He'll be available when he's ready to get well again. But right now he's taking the slide, and it's going to take whatever it takes for that to really evolve. It may be a rapid decline to a bottom.
Right.
It may take many months or even a few years to really hit some sort of
bottom. I've been here an hour and 8 minutes, and it took that long, and I'm happy about it, to get something where that was all you about addiction and stuff like that. I like the D calls, the D breaths, the this and the that.
Allison,
now you're rolling your eyes at
26.
Me, you bastard! Now you're calling out the calls.
I'm not rolling your eyes, I'm just ignoring you.
All right, thank you. It's not the first time, Allison.
Hello.
What's up there?
Not much, actually.
Go ahead.
I had a baby a couple months ago, and I'm just wondering if Dr. Drew can give me some insight on why I have like zero libido.
I don't know that anyone can give you a specific biological explanation for that other than to say it is very common. It's common.
I mean,
when you...
I love him. I'm very attracted to him, but I just don't want to have sex with him.
Isn't that interesting? In fact, some data
I'm not interested in anything. Like, I don't want to use my vibrator. I don't have sex dreams.
Right.
Nothing.
That's right. Listen, it's a massive, massive change when you go from a pregnant to a non-pregnant state. Are you on any medication?
No, I take birth control. So I'll have to take the NorQ or something mini.
Okay, well, the mini pills.
The baby.
All right, but the breastfeeding can shut you down a bit, and the progesterone-containing birth control pills can shut you down, and just having had a baby can shut you down. So you've got several things working against you here. Sometimes changing the kind of pill you take, like sometimes the triphasic pills tend to get you kick-started.
Well, yes, triphasic.
I guess since I nurse her, I can only take I can either get the shot or I can take the pill that I have right now.
Well, either of those
hormones.
Again, the progesterone, which is what they're kind of giving you, is going to shut you down further. So
right.
until you get through this little phase, you're going to have a low sex drive unless you can do something to kickstart it.
Yeah,
break out the vibrator, the one you don't want to use, and that'll kickstart.
No, it will not.
Yes, it will. In my experience, it does.
Listen, looking at people kissing is like, ugh, why are they doing that?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No. See, I love that. I love being lovey with him. I like to cuddle with him and, you know, kiss him and hug him. And I mean, we do have sex, but... mentally, I'm just not with it. Physically, it's fine after we start, but mentally, I'm like, nah.
No drive.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And we went from, like, way really good sex life. I mean, everything was fine. I mean, up until even the day before I had the baby.
Okay. But, do you understand what I told you is the reason?
Yeah.
What's the reason?
Because just having the baby, the hormones, and the pill.
And the breastfeeding.
Do you think that subconsciously satisfies me?
No, these are very profound biological changes.
Is there data on that it's
absolute,
a biological
reason? Your hypothalamus
reason?
Is just shut down and doing other things right now.
Is it normal, though? I mean, does it happen to other women?
It happens. The first thing I said was this is very, very common.
All the time. No, we're going to Kyle. And yeah. Drew, you should be an expert on this subject. What's up, Kyle? You're 18 on Loveline.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up,
Kyle? Just a few months ago, I came out. And it took me a while to accept that and everything, and a lot of people know.
You're gay.
Yeah,
Drew.
That's
please.
What I'm telling you. All right, the thing is, I have yet to have a life. So
a social life.
Dating life with a guy.
Well,
right?
Any sort of life. It's like I'm a virgin, and I've had one heterosexual experience, and it was horrible.
You're
gay.
Hetero. Hetero. Right, Drew, right. What's a hetero, right? Kyle.
All right, well, the specific thing. All right, there's this nightclub in Laguna Beach that I heard of, and some people are saying, you know, go, it's a cool place, you'll like it, you'll have fun, and there are some people who are saying that it's not a good idea.
What is it? Why don't you just go and check it out? Is it? It's a gay club, I take it?
Well, yeah, it's like I almost did, but, you know, my parents ended up talking me out of it, so I'm like, ugh.
Are you afraid to go meet guys? Why don't you just
go? It's
very
cool your parents are discussing this with you, though.
Well, but if I'm going to go meet a girl or Drew's going to go meet a guy or something, I mean, we're just going to go and do it. Why don't you just go?
Well, I'm thinking it's like I go by myself. I mean, I'm thinking, what's going to happen? You know,
here's what I would suggest you do. Orange County has a very well-developed gay and lesbian youth center.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's towards Santa Ana, that area. But you can call them. Go, get some friends going, get some support, find out where to go, who to meet, maybe take somebody with you. It's fine to go to a bar, but you want to go with somebody, not just by yourself.
Have you met any friends in your age range, 18, 17, 19, that are gay yet? They can just be your friends and they can be your partner in crime and you can go out with them.
Yeah. There's this one guy who happens to be my neighbor, and we've talked, and I'm not sure if he would be open to go to a gay club. I got that impression from him. So I'm kind of worried, you know, I'm going to, like, ask him to go with me, and he's going to say, like, no, I'm going to end up going by myself. But, well, I'm just worried about, like, my safety for starters.
What, like somebody's going to kidnap you?
Or, I don't know, like, ass rape me or something.
Going to what?
Jeezy.
No, you can't
stop
say it.
Stop touching me.
No, you can't say put him on hold. Basically, it was like the Sublime song, he said.
I see.
Yeah. Was that, what's that?
I guess so.
Yeah,
I'm confused. What's the problem?
No, they ain't no problem. He said.
Yeah, I know what he said, but I'm going to leave that.
I don't think we can let it go out on the airways.
That's fine.
Kyle, listen, you're thinking things through very clearly. It's good. Call the Gay and Lesbian Youth Center. You need a supportive network of people who've been where you've been and some people to kind of take you under their wing and mentor you and whatnot. It's all right.
Isn't he thinking it too much, though?
No, it's good. He's thinking it through.
Afraid of getting kidnapped, going out to
a club? Well, that's all weird. But he's 18. Should he be in a bar anyway?
Yes, he should be in a bar.
18?
An 18 and over bar.
But I don't know what the bars are that he's talking about going to unnecessarily.
Sure you do, Drew.
Look, Keely. With all my other boyfriends, I've only given them hand jobs.
Faster. Shy.
Yes.
You're 19 with a baby.
Yes. Actually, he just woke up to say hello.
Hello. What's going on?
Okay, so this is the deal. Like, I already have a kid. He's almost a year old. And, like, I want more. Like,
why?
Now.
Why?
Please don't. I beg of you, please don't. You're 19. Yes. Are you married?
No.
Good.
How do you support these kids?
Oh, I work. I have one kid. And I do work. And that's why I won't have another one right now, because I know I can't afford it. But I'm not, like, a bum. I mean, you know, I work a full-time job and everything. But I think, like, my sister's 21, and she is married, and she's had 5 miscarriages. And I think I'm scared that I can't have another kid. But, like, I literally get pissed off when I see other people pregnant because I want to be pregnant.
So you like the pregnant state. You just like being pregnant.
Well, no. I mean, like, I want more kids.
Yeah, well, not right now.
Please not right now. What do you do for a job?
I do technical support for cell phones.
And who takes care of this one-year-old when you're doing technical support for cell phones?
My family is very supportive, like, just pretty much anybody in my family.
Do you still live at home?
No.
Where's the dad?
I don't know. I mean, I know who it is, but we were together for, like, forever, like, almost 2 years.
And who are you going to have this... who are you going to have this second so-called kid with? Just some random dude?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I mean, like, I'm on the depot shot. I'm not trying to get pregnant. I just really, really want to. And I think, like, maybe I was thinking that, like I said, it has something to do with my sister. Like, if I can't have kids anymore, I don't know. But it's really, because I, like, really get mad. Like, inside, you know, like, I would never say anything.
Drew, I'd give about a year's pay right now for some vodka in this drink right here.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
One of those nights.
Yeah. Crazy.
You get rageful at other people's happiness.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not like that. But, I mean, like, I really, like, if it was up to me, I would have, like, 5 kids right now. I mean, I love kids.
Yeah, that's fine.
And if it was up to me, I would tie your tubes with my hands and no gloves on.
If it were up to Stryker, he'd live in the Playboy Mansion and have $50 million.
That's right.
That would be Stryker.
That would be me.
I know you're thinking, like, that I'm only 19 and everything, but, like, I'm not, like, a welfare mom, and there's nothing wrong with that if you need it. But I'm not, I mean, I work for everything that I have. So it's not
what,
like,
we're saying is that, yeah, first of all, if you satisfy, by the way, the reason to have children is not for you. It's for the children.
Mm-hmm.
What you want, you get a little bit of something out of it, but it almost doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? This is to propagate, to fulfill yourself and to raise healthy humans, healthy adults, not to gratify some intense desire to be pregnant.
Right.
No, it's not. I mean, it's not.
And to have lots of kids, because I got to have lots of kids. That's fine. That's your preference, but it would be destructive to the kids right now, so that's why you don't do it.
That's the bottom line right there. Drew, that's the best thing you've said in 2 weeks on this program.
Thank you.
It's destructive to the kids. And you know what?
I'm right.
Monica, you are right. Seriously. 14. What's up, Monica? Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I got my tongue pierced, like, 5 days ago.
Right.
And it's, like a hot pink kind of color under it. And, like, white on the top. I'm like, concerned about it. I don't know if it's healing. And
are you using the glycolic, the mouthwash?
Yeah.
They gave you the mouthwash, a special mouthwash?
Well, my friend did. I just bought, like, Listerine kind of stuff.
You mean you didn't do it at a place, working at a reputable place?
No.
Or even an unreputable place?
So you've taken a bar and stuck it through some body tissue, mere inches from your brain and your airway. You got to go to the hospital right now. People, this thing can swell to the point that you stop breathing. The infection can track into your brain. Has actually been documented to cause brain abscesses. This is nothing to F around with. This is ridiculous, Monica. You got to go to a hospital.
Oh, my God. I am bringing out the best tonight. I love
Did you hear the way she was talking? It sounded like she was holding her tongue.
Yeah, her tongue was gigantic. Her airway is going to get blocked.
Her tongue is the size of a tennis ball.
She sounded like this.
Monica, why didn't you go to the mall and get it done at a reputable place, as Drew says?
Because I wouldn't be able to go.
All right, you got to go to Bakersfield. Bakersfield, do we need to say more? You need to go to the hospital tonight.
Korn got their tongues pierced when they were living in Bakersfield at the mall there.
You're going to need to be on antibiotics. You might need to be in the hospital, and this thing's going to need to come out.
Okay.
So let's take care of it. Here we go.
So the first thing to do is take it out by yourself?
No, the first thing to do is go to the hospital. Go to a hospital. This is really serious.
Do they have hospitals in Bakersfield?
They have them.
Okay.
They mostly treat horses and farm animals.
Right. Janine, number two there. Janine, 21, what's up?
Hi. I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years, mm-hmm. and I've been cheating on him for about 6 months.
With the same guy?
I don't know why.
With the same guy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm overwhelmed tonight. Well, you need to end this relationship.
Fantastic.
What relationship?
Yeah, that's right. What relationship?
Which one?
Exactly.
Do you live with the one for 2 years?
You should end both of them, actually, but you certainly need to end the one with the guy that thinks he's your boyfriend. He's not your boyfriend. Then you need to... Yeah, then you need to... What?
Okay, I'm sorry. My question is, I don't know why I'm doing it. I mean, my boyfriend...
You're doing it because you can't stand intimacy.
And mentally, you could be done with the other guy.
Or you're done with this relationship.
2 years, 21 years old, just be done with it. Tell him.
Sometimes you can't tell when you're young when you're done. You don't know how to end relationships. You don't know how to have experience with that. You let it drag on until you start doing things that make you end it or really let you know that it's over. Or you really have trouble with intimacy, and this is the way to sabotage it.
Or you're just thinking like a guy and getting as much as you can at 21 years old.
It's not a guy.
I know, thinking like
it's
one.
It's not a guy, though. They don't... Don't work on that.
Okay.
You could be thinking like a robot. You're still going to be Stryker.
Janine, that's true. Janine, do you think you can get rid of the guy that you've been with 2 years, or do you still have feelings for him?
I love him a lot.
No, you don't.
Why? Because you're sleeping with someone
really,
for 6 months.
Really, you would do harmful things to somebody you love?
25% of the time you've been with a boyfriend, you've been sleeping with someone else.
Unless that's how you were treated by people you loved when you were growing up.
Something like that.
So, we have a much more serious problem here, that you can't have intimacy without this kind of chaos, without destructiveness, and that is time for treatment. Boy, I'm telling you, you were abused by people you relied on.
Yeah.
That's not okay. It takes a lot to get over that.
All right. We got to take a break, or we can grab the one about threesomes
breaking,
and foursomes again.
Breaking.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Drew is going to get called out on the threesome and foursome talk, how it can happen if you have a relationship. Threesomes aren't bad, Drew. How many have you been in your life?
Oh, what's today?
Come on, you were crazy when you were going to USC.
I'm counting. None.
You were at medical school. You were the man. You were smelling like the formaldehyde, and the girls were on you. Seriously. Yeah. I've seen your pictures back in the day. You're handsome now. You were hot then. God, Drew, I am enthralled by you. What?
Stop touching me.
Thank you, Harass. Okay, we're taking a break. More threesome talk on this show, Loveline, after this. We're back here on Loveline. It's 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Stryker in for Adam, along with Dr. Drew. St. Patrick's Day. If you're on the West Coast, you're probably you've probably been out since about noon at one of the Irish bars, the O'Malley's, the Dublin's, the St. Nick's of the world, the Pearls, the this and the that. And you're going out with me tonight, Doctor.
What is the name of that? Thomas.
I don't know. You said it earlier. Stay it off the air. Who knows? I don't know what you're talking about. I just named five places near here.
It's freestanding. It's not a line of buildings like O'Malley's and stuff.
It's freestanding.
It's just like a house almost by itself.
I don't know. I don't know. Are you Irish?
No.
Yeah. By the way, tomorrow night, you guys, System of a Down is going to be in here. I think just half of them, Shavo and John, mm-hmm. are going to come in. They're working on the new record with Rick Rubin, and they have a benefit concert in L.A. coming up pretty soon. We'll talk about that and what it's for, and should be cool tomorrow. System of a Down on Loveline.
But first, Stryker, we're going to expose you to a Loveline tradition. It's called... Germany.
Oh, I thought we were going to figure out the threesome thing first.
No. First, we're going to hear...
Oh. Germany or Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
Germany or Florida? It's Germany or Florida?
Here is Alex. And what you do here, Stryker...
Yeah. What is this?
Hang on a second, Alex. We've discovered that everything weird emanates from either Germany or Florida, and not just weird in terms of novelty, more like novelty behaviors, the macabre, the weird,
okay,
the degenerate. Germany or Florida. They tell us the story, we tell them Germany or Florida.
That's where things happen most likely.
Yeah.
And he's going to tell us a story, and I say if it's Germany or Florida.
That's right.
Okay, got it.
Alex.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
How you doing, Dr. Drew?
I'm good, Alex. What's going on, dude?
Nothing. This is cool being on.
That's cool. Are you going to give us a story?
Yeah. Okay, a blank man was turned on by swallowing shaved Barbie heads after they... After they passed through his bowels, they were washed and used again.
Say it again. A blank man, which means a German or Floridian man,
yeah.
Was what now?
Was turned on by swallowing shaved Barbie heads, and after they passed through his bowels, they were washed and used again.
So he's ecological. You know, he wouldn't dare just distribute Barbie heads and take on new ones.
Of course not.
You have to reuse the heads once they've been passed.
Yes,
And now here's how this works. First of all, it smacks of Germany, doesn't it?
I think it's straight 100%. It's got to be
Germany.
Yeah,
it's just the really wildly over-the-top, bizarre sexual behavior.
I love this
game.
That
don't include violence. Germany. And you wouldn't refer to a Floridian man. You wouldn't say a blank man unless it was a
German. You would say
a German man. So there's a little clue.
So why are you giving me the answer? Can't I figure it out on my own?
I'm just. This is your first time at the game.
That
is. Let me explain how the game works. So we're going to go Germany, Alex.
Both of us.
Really?
What?
Really?
Yeah.
It's Florida.
No.
Oh, yeah. I suck. Weird. I'm no good.
But it's a German guy in Florida, right?
Oh, I don't know. It's
no.
Just
okay.
A random
right.
guy.
Well, thank you, Alex. Good. That's a very good one. Where'd you find that?
I found it in some book. I don't know. I saw it at Tower Records.
Oh, my God. That is great. Did you ever read The Onion?
Yeah.
I bought the book. Actually, my uncle Jim gave me like the best of The Onion stories. Oh. And I sit there reading this thing. I just die of laughter. It's the best book I've ever read. One
really?
Of them. And I don't read that often.
Wow.
Except for We Magazine and Jugs.
We. Does We exist anymore?
No, I don't think so. I love We Magazine.
They're
old used
enough
to.
For that.
Yeah, I am. Susie.
All right, Susie.
Susie, 25, married 7 years. Give it to Dr. Drew, so to speak. What's going on?
All right. I'm 25. My husband's 28. And our girlfriend is 23.
Oh, yeah.
Me and my husband have been together for 9 years, married for seven, very happy.
Very happy.
And we've been with her for 4 years, very happy.
Exclusively with her?
Yes, we have two kids, and every once in a while I do admit we do have foursomes. Another chick comes in. Me and her are not very interested in any other guy. So, but we're all living very happy.
So this is...
They approve because two people work, one person stays with the kids.
You're fat.
This is polygamy then, basically.
Pretty much. The thing is, when
so
we got
little,
married...
This is a little different than a threesome. This is,
well,
actually,
no,
this is a four-year relationship.
When we got married, we didn't know I couldn't have kids. And that's how she came in, if she can have kids.
Oh, she had the kids for you. And she's still sleeping with your husband.
This and me.
And you are as well.
Sort of
and you have the kids.
Yes, and we've been together 4 years, perfectly happy. I mean, we just...
Can I quote Adam just once tonight?
Yeah.
I never steal his lines. Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Yeah, perfect. Well, here's the deal.
Couples, we do have our spats, but...
Yeah, as I said,
general,
Susie.
We get along and we run like a normal household. Everybody has their part.
Well... So what is this? What am I hearing in your voice? Is that speed or alcohol? What am I hearing?
Nothing actually.
Are you recovering?
Marlboro Lights.
Are you recovering? You're taking pain medication?
No. I had two teeth removed, and that was just like the third.
Your front teeth?
No, my side teeth.
Okay.
And you're not. And you're not. And you're not taking any.
I love the music.
You've never had a problem with drugs or alcohol?
No.
It doesn't fit. Are
what?
You're a smoker, cigarettes?
I smoke cigarettes, but I am the only one in the house. Nobody drinks or does alcohol or does
Drew, there's nothing to figure out here, man. You're squinting. You're looking. Look, there's something weird in that house. Nothing you can figure out. They're
no,
in Oklahoma,
it's
which I love.
It's
yeah,
a polygamy
that's
situation.
All it is. That's why it's working.
But there's something more there. But we're not going to get it. So there you go.
We're
God
not going to get
them.
It. That's
whatever.
I hope it works out. That's cool.
Let's try
where are we going?
Jackie. 21.
Just because it's a medical question.
No, because it's from Alaska.
Oh, Alaska. The Condiderai. No, what's it called? The dog race?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, Jackie?
Iditarod.
Iditarod.
North
Jackie.
To Alaska.
Jackie. She's gone. She's in Alaska. Let's go to Julie.
Okay.
I guess. What's up, Julie? 26.
Hi. I have a concern, or kind of like just a couple of questions. I've been with my boyfriend for about 5 years, and we, he's a stress case. Like, he stresses a lot about things. He's a thinker, so he's constantly thinking.
How dare he do something so degenerate? What is he stressing about?
He doesn't want to have sex.
Ooh.
Yeah, but you're trying to figure out why he doesn't want to have sex, and you've decided it's because he's nervous. Listen, a freaking terrorist attack could occur, and guys will still do their thing. It takes a lot more than anxiety to make a guy not interested in sex.
Definitely.
He may have erectile problem if he's terribly anxious. But so what's going on here?
Hold on real quick.
Hello.
Oh.
Hold on, Julie.
Yeah, okay, no problem. Let's find out what the name of that bar was. Dina?
Yeah.
Hey.
She, from Seattle? She knows the name of the bar?
Yeah, I grew up in Southern California. I grew up in Arcadia, but...
Arcadia? What do you know about Seattle? What do you know about Seattle?
Well, I moved here like in 94 with my family.
Cool. My kids just had a Little League game tonight in Sierra Madre.
Oh, yeah, that's where my grandparents live. I still have tons of family down there, and I visit quite a bit, but... I think the name of that bar that you're trying to think of is Tom Bergen's.
Yes, Tom Bergen's.
Oh, my
God.
That's
it. God bless you. That's it.
Wow.
And it's on Fairfax, right?
Yeah, it is. I've been sitting here screaming at the radio and being irritated with my cell phone that it keeps being busy, so it kind of caught me off guard. I actually got you guys.
Dina, because you told us that, you know what we're going to give you?
Nothing.
A new car!
No, Stryker's going to go there and have a beer.
No, I'm not going there tonight. I got another plan where I'm going.
Where are you going?
I'm not going to announce where I'm going. Yes.
If you do go there, tell the bartender, Chris, that Dina says hi.
Okay, you got it. Now we're passing messages on to the bars. Okay. All right, let's go to, is that Keely still there? No, it's something else. Kathy, what's up? You're 22 on Loveline.
Hi, Stryker. I love you. You get me through my drive home from work at the end of the day.
Cool.
Dr. Drew, love you too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
So my question is, I have a very good friend of mine who's a girlfriend happened to cheat on him, and he's still with her. And you know, is it any of my business to be interfering with that?
If you are insistent on interfering, you're either into chaos and trying to stir it up with her, or you're into him and would like to break him up so you can make your move. Which is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the latter.
You're into him. Okay. All right, none of your business.
Good call, Dr. Drew.
You can certainly, you know, there's never anything wrong with letting somebody know how you're feeling. You know, if you were to go up to him and say, look, just want you to know, if you ever break up with your girlfriend, you should call me. Mm. And just let him know that door is open, and then maybe that will motivate him to get out of this dysfunctional situation. But beyond that, it's none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to tell him no matter what. She's going to tell him.
She's
going to tell him the girlfriend's been cheating.
Okay. Yeah. Instead of just telling him, hey, I'm kind of into you a
little bit. You don't have to say, just like, listen, I heard some stuff, but, you know, it just seems like you're not so happy right now. Just know that if you break up, I'm available. Here's my phone number.
What are you doing at home tonight on St. Patrick's Day, Kathy? Why aren't you going out wearing green?
I just got home from Cantor's, actually.
From Cantor's, which is also on Fairfax.
Yes.
Oh, did you see Rodney there?
What?
Did you see Rodney Bingenheimer there?
What does he look like?
Short and odd.
Okay, there were many of those there.
No, good God, man. All right, Kathy, I like you very much. Just be cool and don't just do it in a good way and tell him you're into him. If something were to happen, I'm available. Right, Drew? Is that the way to do it?
Yeah,
just like that. Where are we?
Tony.
Tony, 21. Yeah. What's up?
Well, my girlfriend thinks that my sack is much too stretchy than normal, and I don't know whether or not I should ignore.
What does that mean?
The sack is too stretchy. It's like Stretch Armstrong with the jelly in it. You pull, ding.
I mean, they're like bat wings, and and she thinks I should like get it tucked or go see a doctor about it.
Remember Adam famous it. Had a famous porno was like Mr. Elastic Scrotum. Was are you double jointed, so to speak? Do you have any kind of
in my connected? Arms, but
because there are connective tissue diseases, some called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and things like
really?
That, where people can have these very stretchy.
That doesn't sound good.
Well, it's not necessarily bad.
Does that mean your testicles hang low, or you just have a lot of extra skin there?
A whole lot of extra skin.
Oh, so can you tuck the whole thing inside the skin?
No. If it gets cold, he has a wrap.
Right. Yeah, he can wrap his whole body in it.
Yeah. And you can get dislocations of your lens and things like that if you have these connective tissue diseases. But it's, you know.
Is it freaking you out, man, that she's commenting on the stretchiness of the sack?
Yeah, she seems to be a little worried about it. But, I mean, I've been with it for 21 years, so I'm kind of used to it. I mean, I didn't really notice anything out of the ordinary, but mine is the only one.
You can always get things checked out. I don't think it's harm to do so. You should know if you had a connective tissue disease like that, but I don't think it's anything you should worry about.
Drew, have you ever seen anybody with elephantitis of the testicles?
No. I've never seen it. It's elephantiasis.
Tiasis.
I've never seen it, too. It's a filarial disease from Africa.
If you ever have a patient that comes in that's
call
also
you.
Addicted, call me.
1-800-520. Jackie, 21.
Wait, Drew, tell him about the guy that got shot through the butt and what his wiener looked like after that.
Yeah, please tell
Ladies
me.
Ladies and gentlemen, my engineer, Anderson.
It was great, though. It's a great story.
All right. I remember
Strike will love it.
When I was a surgical service as a third-year medical student, and there were two guys and this woman. We were this team of medical students, and they had us. You know, we were on a Saturday night service, which means all the gunshot wounds, all the staff at LA County USC Hospital, dozens and dozens of trauma patients. And you know, it's 4 a.m. and the resident goes, "Hey, Susie, there's your patient over there. Go check him out." And they throw back the sheet on this guy.
Yeah,
and his dork is the size of. How would you describe this? Like a large squash? Football?
Yeah.
Football?
His wiener.
Yes.
Was the size of a football.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And she recoils, jumps back. It's like, what happened? He'd been shot. He was running away from some guy, shot through the butt.
Right.
And it came out through the penis and ruptured all that and swelled up.
Oh, my God. Ow.
Yeah, it's good time.
Oh, my goodness. I like that story. Thank you, Nasredna, for pointing that out. That's
Anderson
backwards,
Anderson.
By the way.
We'll be
That's
right
cool.
back.
Yeah, I think it's time for us to take a break.
Is it?
Yeah, I've had enough.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a break. I'm Stryker, by the way. I'm the one feebly attempting to fill in for Adam. I'll be back tomorrow with System of a Down and Dr. Drew. And we'll do some more Loveline. We've just got a little bit left here. We'll be back after this. All right, we're back. This is Loveline. I'm Stryker for Adam Carolla. Dr. Drew is here. And real quick before we go on, I want to say hello to everyone that is in Tucson listening, where I used to live for a while, go to college, work, hang out, Dirtbags, the bar's there, and Arizona plays tomorrow. The NCAA basketball tournament starts tomorrow.
Wow.
So, Cats, good luck.
Whatever.
I have a lock for the tournament.
Really?
It is, who is it? Monmouth. Monmouth? No, I don't know. I don't have the sheet in front of me.
Oh, wow.
I'm going with a 16 seed to go all the way. Or Stanford. Stanford or Arizona or Kentucky or Connecticut. Those are my four.
Any of the other teams. Anyway, here we go.
What are you doing? I can't give out my shout out to Arizona.
You did.
Okay,
it's
good. Fine. Here we go.
I love that too. All right.
Yes, I do. Haven't been there in a long time, but I liked it.
Christiana.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
19. What's up?
Christina?
Yes, you. What's up?
Hi. What's up? Oh, are you asking me what my question is?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, you're drunk already
you're
on St. Patrick's Day.
You're on the road.
Hurry up. We got to go.
Okay, my question is, I like this guy. I made out with him on New Year's, right?
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, he didn't call me back the next day, so I don't know if he likes me or not. And
it was New Year's Eve. Guys do anything on New Year's Eve, and the next day is kind of irrelevant what they did that night.
The answer is he's not.
If it's the first time they did it.
If he's interested, he's coming back like a freight train. If he ain't. Guys do not play games. They're not ambivalent. They are, they're a pain. They're so persistent.
If they're not calling, it's not because they're trying to make you think something.
No.
It's just that they're not into it.
No.
That's the bottom line on that. Don't you think, Drew?
Yes. It just doesn't work like that. Let's go back to Alaska. Jackie.
Okay. Jackie in Alaska. What's
21.
Up?
Yeah, I had a question. 3 days ago, my
like right below my stomach was hurting.
Below
like
your stomach?
Kind
of the abdomen and your stomach, like around your belly button.
Below my stomach.
Where your stomach is in the middle, in the what's called the epigastrium. You're talking about around your belly button?
No, I'm talking like
in the vagina area,
in the pelvis.
I don't know, ovaries, I guess.
So lower quadrant pain.
Yeah.
Lower abdominal pain.
Quadrant.
Okay.
Like even if I'd lay on my stomach, I'd hurt.
All right.
Even
both
if
sides.
Walk or if I'm riding in the car, I've had pain.
Both sides.
No, just the right side.
Ooh.
Appendix.
It does sound like appendix. How about if you like to stand on your tiptoes and drop to your heel?
I have no idea. I haven't tried
that. Push in on the side of your stomach where the pain is, and then release it immediately. And if there's pain, it could be appendicitis, right?
That's the rebound tenderness, or also the heel drop.
I'm like a doctor now.
I went to the hospital today, and they couldn't even answer that. They said that it's either
a rupture
on my ovaries.
Right, a ruptured ovarian cyst, or an appendix, or maybe an ovarian. Or endometriosis or tubal infection sometimes will do this. But you need an ultrasound, and you need to see a gynecologist. And have you done any of that?
No, they said to call back on Friday.
Did they do a blood count on you?
No.
Okay, you need a blood count, and you need an ultrasound.
Blood
okay?
count and an ultrasound. And,
yeah, okay. So they can look at what's going on down there. All right? It does sound like an appendicitis. And that needs to be, has to be considered that until proven otherwise. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck. I'm
wait,
take
did,
care
did we
of
talk
Mama
to Keely
there.
Already?
No,
in Oregon? Keely, what's up? 13.
Yeah, I've been making out with my brother's best friend, and recently I found out that he is, like, scared to love, and I think he's, like, just using me, and I
How old is he?
He's 15.
Yeah, well, he just, as far as he, all he knows.
He's smarter than his age,
he's just making out, that's it. That's all he knows. He doesn't know more or less than that. He doesn't know it's you even. He just knows he's making out. You understand? He's not using, he's just making out.
He doesn't even know what's hit him. He's so excited. He's not playing games. He's making out. He's. What did you say about love, though? That was kind of funny.
He can't love.
He can't love.
He's 15. Yes, he can't love. Nor can any other 15-year-old male.
I can't even love at this point in my life. I got all sorts of problems, Keely. Don't even worry.
You're 13. Let's get your brother's friend. Relax. He's too old for you. Stop. Calm down.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't do this. It's not. I know it feels very intense, but it's nothing.
Well, I mean, he was like my first kiss, and like still is, and.
I know. Stop it. Just don't make more of it than it is.
Look, by the time you're 14, you're probably going to have many kisses, lots of oral sex.
Stop.
No, really?
I mean, just don't even.
Okay, fine. Guys, you see Dr. Drew right now. His eyes are closed, and he's leaning back, and he's scratching his head, and he's wondering, what's going on?
I'm in pain.
Why are you in pain?
Thinking about what these young women put themselves through.
Oh, I'm sorry. You care so deeply, man. Do you care about me? Honestly, do you care?
Yeah.
When can I come over?
Is when next time my kids are out of state. Anna, 19.
Hi, I have a question.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm being super, super paranoid or what's going on, but I've had these thoughts for about the past 6 months running through my head that my father might be having an affair.
Why?
And I'm talking really quietly because my brother's in the next room. I don't know. It just seems like ever since he switched cell phone plans, it's like we can't, you know, obviously we can't see who he's calling. He switched banks, and it seems like he's on his phone a lot, like his cell phone. Like, he'll make calls on his cell phone when he's sitting next to the phone on the wall. My mother's actually out of town this evening because she's with a school thing up north. And
what school thing? What do you mean?
She's out of town for a school convention thing, just for 2 nights. And he's been gone for about 5 hours so far. And I called him, you know, make sure everything's okay, and he's not picking up his cell phone. And ever since he's got his Harley motorcycle.
Ooh.
It's just really freaking me out. And my parents have been married for 30 years, and I love them. To death, and I would never suspect anything. But
has he suddenly changed his whole style?
No, not like hygiene or anything like that. I mean, he's still, you know.
No, but I mean the Harley and all this stuff.
But what about the bank thing? What is that?
He had eight motorcycles before my parents were married.
Oh, okay.
And,
right.
When you got kids and like that, and so he finally got and got his new bike, and you know he's taking her for rides. And the bank thing, it's a
it's a stupid story, but it's just nothing like physically or anything about him has changed. I mean, that would.
What do you think about Drew? I may be way off. You've handled this way more. What about in an adult, cool sort of way? Maybe asking him.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, has he ever had an affair before?
Oh goodness, no. I would not. But it's like I find it hard to believe, like especially the way we were brought up, especially religiously, that you know you would take 30 years of marriage and just turn you know four members of your family against you by doing something.
Yeah, why
not
he would attack his family basically for no.
I can't get it off my mind. And
well, just relax. It's unlikely that's the case. It sounds to me like
a lot of coincidence.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you're mostly responding to him sort of pulling away or changing in some way. The dad you knew is somehow evolving into something else. And that may be just where he is in his life. He's just changing right now for whatever reason. You guys are going off to school. You're 19 now. The kids are growing up. He's sort of expressing parts of himself that he may have been repressing since before you guys were born, and it may be a little bit scary. Doesn't mean he's going to have impaired judgment and do things that are going to hurt your family.
Right.
There you go. We got to take a break.
We do, because we are running late. More Loveline after this. Hold on. All right. It is Loveline, the end of it. Stryker and Dr. Drew. Drew, thank you.
Stryker, it was a pleasure.
Definitely.
But by tomorrow night, get rid of that fingernail polish.
No. Keeping the fingernail polish.
Get rid of that fingernail polish.
Thank you, Anderson.
Fingernail polish is fun. I like it.
Thank you very much. It's St. Patrick's Day. I'm going out. Be careful driving home, Dr. Drew.
All of us.
Thanks to the callers also for being so cool. I really appreciate it. Adam will be back in a couple days tomorrow night, System of a Down.
Cool.
And we're going to wrap it up right now. For Dr. Drew, I'm Stryker saying goodbye.
Dude, you have big cans. Can I talk to him?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.